We'll keep the party rolling along here with Vandy. Nathan Vanderloon coming in after a really big postseason performance. Another huge play here tonight. Nathan, first of all, congratulations. This group of 12 seniors, you've been building towards this moment. I talked to all of you in that dugout just 2.5 short months ago. What does it mean to see this first step of what you hope is the ultimate step finally come through?
I think it means a lot to us, and especially like to our coaches and the players. We've been working hard, and ever since December, this has been our goal. Our eyes have been set on Sioux City, and we're just excited to keep it rolling.
Well, and you, of course, scoring a first crucial run, taking a walk. A lot has been talked about this, you know, bottom of the order, trying to figure things out this postseason. Had a big hit against Fairfield. It feels like you're starting to find your groove, obviously a part of that big sixth inning as well. How much confidence has this postseason given you? Knowing you've always been capable, it's finally coming and showing through here.
Yeah, I think I've got a ton of confidence right now, and I'm also just trusting in the guys before and after me, and I think that's one of the things that helps me have my good at-bats is I'm hitting for the guy behind me, and I know that Lucas is hitting for me, and he's right in front of me. We're just trying to keep our line moving, and I think it's just helping our team a lot with that mindset of get to the next guy and keep the line moving.
You know, you can have your home runs if you're Laker Hayes. Nothing beats a suicide squeeze, right?
How much fun is that?
And how much energy did that give you guys going into the seventh? You already had some insurance, but that felt like that was maybe a backbreaker for CCA.
That was so huge for us, and I just had a ton of confidence going in, and I got the sign, and I was like, yep, this I'm going to get this down. Carey's coming in. We're going to go up another run and just kind of bury him right there.
And last year it was fun because it was maybe a bit of an underdog run. You were a pretty good team. This year the expectations were sky high. What does it mean to meet those expectations and be one of the best eight in the state right now?
It feels amazing. And I think as a group we kind of felt those expectations early and in the middle of the season. And we just kind of said, you know what? It's our team. Stay with us. This group of guys right here can get it done. And once we figured that out, I think it's just only up from here.
Ryan DeShottis loves his dog piles. What's the science behind that? Because obviously Zay and Ando are there in the middle, but got to make sure you have fun, but don't get hurt, right?
Exactly, yeah. I still remember when we, freshman, we went and Jason was at the bottom of that pile and he was hurting the next day. And so I think we've gotten a little bit better. We're like, get up quick. But there's nothing beats that feeling of getting a dog pile, especially at home.
Well, and we talked about those expectations, and we're not trying to put more on you, but you guys have had this. And so, again, we talked in that dugout 2.5 months ago. You want to be the team hoisting that final trophy first place. What's it going to take now that you're there and now that there's a target on your back as the number two team?
I think it's going to take our pitching. Our pitching staff has been great, and we just got to keep grinding that out. But I also think it just takes the veteran leadership that we have in this dugout, and we've been here before. We've been to two first state games, and I think that the difference is we are not done. We don't feel like this is just a check mark on the box, and it's not the final goal, right? This was just another game in our long journey to the state championship, and I think that's the mindset that's going to help us get there.
Monday, we hope Monday night in Sioux City so we can see some softball in the morning. Nathan Vanderloon, congratulations. All the best to you. Go celebrate.
Thank you.
Live here on 92.1 KRLS, we continue our coverage of the Pella baseball team following their 5-2 win over Clear Creek. A man was Samuel Carlson. He was the winning pitcher. Also had a big RBI single in this one. And Mr. Carlson, what a moment. Obviously, a lot has been said about the senior class, but there's a group of you that have been with them every step of the way. How awesome was it not only to do it for this team, but to do it for those seniors?
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, this whole winter and this fall, our goal has been go win a state championship. And you know, you got to win this game before you can go win a state championship. Can't take this one for granted, but it's just amazing to do it for this group of seniors. It's been an amazing ride. I mean, a bunch of us have played Little League, travel ball all through the year, so to be able to do that like this year, especially for them, it means a whole lot. I think if you were to ask any of the underclassmen, they're like, yeah, we want to win for this group of seniors. This is a special group. This senior group has really encouraged us to be like best baseball players and the best, you know, men off the field we can be. So whatever we can do to, you know, help them out and give them a little gift in return, that's going to be a state championship this year.
Let's hope it is. And, you know, this game, a little bit of adversity early. They get the early jump. They got the bases loaded. You're able to get yourself out of that situation, including a double play in there as well. You know, a lot has been said about this team and the ability to come from behind. Offensively, maybe not the best team in 3A. Clear Creek Amana has that crown, but how important was it to be patient after some of those early moments of adversity?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like this whole year we've kind of, in some games, gotten down, have to kind of claw our way back. And, you know, those games aren't the most fun and exciting to be in, but that's really what prepares you for postseason baseball, because we know that whatever team we face, especially from here on out, you know, they're going to give us their best. They're going to be the best team we face all year. That's why you're in the final eight of teams in the state. And so, you know, we really had a good kind of approach, good mentality, you know, keep just putting the ball in play. Stuff's going to happen when you put the ball in play, and you know, just team at-bats. Your at-bat's not for you. It's not for your stats. It's for the guy next to you in order to get more runs on the board, and that's eventually what we did in the third and the sixth inning.
And no issue after that adversity. A five-pitch first inning, come back around. How big was it, and how much of a relief did you feel in that third inning when you were able to drive Vandy home?
Oh, that was amazing. I mean, Vandy put together a really good at-bat, had a really good dirt ball read at second, and, you know, my mentality was just, you know, get him home. Let's get this score tied up. It's going to put a little less pressure on Nathan with a pitching in a tie ball game rather than a deficit. So, you know, it was a great feeling. It was awesome to just see him go home, and then eventually me getting home and that taking the lead. It was just an amazing feeling.
And then from there, you do get called in as a pitcher. And that's the thing about this team is that obviously Nathan this year came into the season thinking he'd be an ace, got injured a little bit halfway through. Obviously Tegan's been on the mend and returning, so a lot has been riding on the rest of you guys to come out, and you guys have delivered. What was it like to be out there in a mound? A little shaky to start, but to be able to really finish and have that opportunity to show this depth of the pitching staff.
Oh yeah, I mean, I won't lie, I was a little nervous going in. I didn't get to pitch in the playoffs last year, so it's been, I remember I pitched my freshman year and it didn't really go how I wanted to, but I was a little nervous going out there, but I knew that we just got such a great group of guys out there on defense and on offense that, you know, maybe I don't have my best stuff, give up a couple runs, but they're going to pick me right back up, because that's just how tight-knit we are as a group this year.
We're here with Samuel Carlson. He was the winning pitcher tonight, also had an RBI single in this one. Also the team leader in hit-by-pitches. I got to ask about you quick. How many bruises have you gotten this year? I know you got some gear on, but boy, oh boy, you've been wearing a lot of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the most that I've gotten hit, I think, in the high school season so far. And the one against, oh, who was it? I think it was this past game, so it would have been
Fairfield.
Fairfield, yeah. I remember it was like the sixth or seventh inning, and I got like drilled right in the shoulder blade, and like I think it hit a nerve or something because my arm was like numb for the rest of the game. So I was like, please don't be like something bad that's going to affect
you and Goose
the rest
both.
Of the year. I know,
I'm numb everywhere.
I know.
And by the way, Goose, his sister Lucy, we'll talk about that here too, because it's a family affair.
Yeah.
How cool is it to watch your sister? She gets to watch you go back to state. Mama Carlson is relieved, but now she has to be even stressed because she split all summer between the two of you. How cool is it that your family gets to be so close like this and your sister gets to have the success?
I mean,
too?
It's awesome. I mean, a lot of the baseball guys went to watch the softball game yesterday, and when we saw them get to state, we were like, man, we got to do it now too. We can't sell it tomorrow night. But I mean, it's awesome. Our parents have been so supportive the entire summer, trying to make it to every one of our games, and especially the home games. I mean, my mom's walking back and forth.
She's standing in the visitor bleachers over there. There could be Oskaloosa or, you know, rival team fans right next to her, and she doesn't care. She's gonna watch both.
No,
of
it's crazy, and it's just amazing to have like the support from your parents, because that's another big thing that I think some people don't really understand is, you know, having that support from your parents and your family just means a whole lot. Like, I know my grandpa always will text me after every game, and just knowing that, you know, they're there to support you, they love you, that's, especially if you have, like, kind of a shaky game, you know, that's awesome. That just really helps you mentally in a season that's really long, and if you get down mentally, it's really hard to come back.
This is your first time up here, and I have to ask you before we ask about state, the whole hat falling on the ground thing.
Oh, yeah.
No haircut consideration, though. You got to keep the flow now.
The flow's got to keep going. I mean, we're in a groove right now. I can't, you know, mess with some superstitions and whatever.
We'll get Phil Hemming to work on better hats for you in the future, but I love it. Hey, it's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Last question, obviously, you've already talked about it. The goal for this team, this is hopefully the beginning of a week between now and playing baseball next Friday. Just what do you think it's going to take, knowing the target is going to be on Pella's back, going in this year as one of the favorites?
Yeah, I mean, last year we were kind of the underdog team, and this year especially kind of being ranked high all throughout the year, everyone's got a target on our back, especially since we're Pell. You know, we're amazing at everything. I think this year has been honestly the best year of like athletics ever at the high school. We've had
it's up there. Wow.
So much great success in all the sports, but you know, we're going to come out, we're going to have that killer mentality, and I think kind of a thing we've been working on is really kind of get started in that first inning when we're up to bat, and that part of that falls on me too, as being the leadoff hitter, really kind of set the tone for the game. But, you know, we're ready. We're amped. This has been our goal ever since the kind of sour taste in our mouth from Bishop Heelan last year. And we know the group we have. We know how talented we are. We just got to go out and execute.
Sioux City coming up on Monday. That's Samuel Carlson, the winning pitcher here against Clear Creek Amana. Finally, great to talk to you up here.
Yeah, I know.
We got Ando coming up after this, but best of luck to you, and we'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.